The night Max wore his wolf suit. And made mischief of one kind. And another. His mother called him
Wild Thing!
And Max said,
I'll eat you up!
So he was sent to bed without eating anything.
That's the powerful, famous beginning of Maurice Sendak's Where the Wild Things Are, from the Weston Woods animated film version of this Caldecott Award classic. If you're looking for videos to give as presents or for your own family film festival, head for the many wonderful films that have been produced by Weston Woods Studios, which turns 50 this coming year. From the beginning, the vision of the studio's founder, Morton Schindel, was to create the highest quality films for young people from the very best material that was available. The source that Weston Woods immediately tapped into were the award-winning picture books that were just waiting to be transformed into films, among them Robert McCluskey's Make Way for Ducklings and Virginia Lee Burton's Mike Mulligan and His Steam Shovel. Within a few years, Weston Woods' films were appearing on Captain Kangaroo, and by the 1960s, the studio was collaborating with such artists as Academy Award-winning animator Gene Deitch, who would make the remarkable films based on Sendak's and other works. Weston Woods has earned its stellar reputation for its celebration of our most talented creators of books for younger children. It's a long list that includes Barbara Cooney, Ezra Jack Keats, James Marshall, Chris Rashka, Andrea, Brian, and Jerry Pinkney, I.B. Singer, William Steig, and Rosemary Wells. While many adaptations by other filmmakers may seem to be completely disconnected from the originals on which they're based, Weston Woods has always taken great pride in remaining close and true to its inspirations, the books themselves. Whether they're about a boy dressed in a wolf suit or a penguin crooner on an Antarctic glacier.
Be my penguin, my sweet penguin. I fancy your feathers so smooth and so sleek.